on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time now for the latest news from the US Open with Aussie tennis coach Roger Rashid.
G'day, Rog.
Good morning, boys. And an extremely hot... I'm not sure about you, Swats, but did you ever play in conditions where you felt like you couldn't handle it out in the middle?
Yeah, in Sri Lanka.
And did your body do anything, or did you just think it was just way...
I was just dehydrated all the time. Because it was so humid, it was near the equator, just sweating profusely.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got at the moment at the US Open. I mean, extreme... humidity. It's about 80% humidity, around 32 degrees. And so we're getting players having to deal with all these different circumstances. That's what I love about our game, just the week-to-week challenges that not only the opponents, how they continually change, but the conditions and the atmosphere and the different environments. And this is one of them. New York is you know, Manhattan, this is the way the US Open is. And we're seeing people suffer from it. Right now on court, Milos Raonic, who's the fifth seed, who was a finalist of Wimbledon from Canada, he's down 2-1 in a breakdown in the fourth set against Ryan Harrison, who's really been in tennis wilderness for the last 8 months and has barely been able to win matches. He qualified here, was one of the young American hopes 4 or 5 years ago, hasn't been able to hit the radar at all. So that's a major concern. He went off the court at the end of the third set, really struggling with his body. We also had a young woman, Joanna Konter, who was actually born in Sydney. So we claim her as Australian for a while. Then she went and lived in the UK. She was down set point in the second set and she fell to the ground. She just collapsed to the ground and sat herself down because she said she was feeling her body was in shock. She had breathing problems and had dizziness. Mm-hmm. Went off the court. It was set point to her opponent, Peronkova from Bulgaria, in the second set. She's up a set. Went off the court. Now, obviously had treatment. They checked blood pressure. Spent a fair bit of time rehabbing and then got herself back on the court to win 6-2. So a lot of dramas going on, but I'm not really sure whether that's a result that should have taken place, because when the conditions take you, and that's just the nature of the beast, and that's just the nature of tennis. You know, your preparation's really key in how you actually look after yourself. If the conditions take you, that's your bad luck, unfortunately. And the fact that she was actually get rehydrated, rehabbed, and actually put on the court to win that match, I think is sort of a bit disappointing for her opponent.
All right, that's all about the weather now. Bernard Tomic, after his potty mouth, foul mouth spray in round one loss. Pretty ordinary loss too, by the way, at Flushing Meadows. Should he play Davis Cup?
Well, first of all, the loss wasn't good. We thought he might come back. He still let a break in the fourth set and couldn't get it done. So the tennis was disappointing. Then he went and talked about he wasn't feeling good again, didn't feel, conditions and all these sort of things. Again, there's a lot of serial offending in what comes out after matches in these matches, and there's too much. And there are times when you need to be able to turn things around on the court when you're live in the action and in your sport. If you're always going to have a moment and that's your feeling and you're going to run with it, you need to snap yourself out of it. So disappointing there. The stuff that's going on in between him and the spectator, look, there's spectators, this is New York. This is the US Open. It's different. People talk. It happens all over the place in sport. Do you need to engage it? No. The guy was removed. All you need to do is walk up to the umpire and say, look, there's a person behind the court talking, in this way. They'll get the person removed and then you get on with it. So to think that that was actually that played a part for a set was a bit disappointing. Davis Cup, that's up to Leighton. Leighton's sitting there, he's watching it. I guess, Leighton's going to decide what culture he wants to bring to Davis Cup and what stamp he wants to leave on Davis Cup. And I think that's just, that would be a question you'd need to ask him to see whether he's happy with all these little things that are going on, which seem to be consistent.
Mm. Yeah, well, Leighton was there watching. And, don't know what it takes for Tomic to rev up. It's certainly his body language never looks like he's revved up at all, but... Yeah, and then he sort of says that in the presser.
The reality is he doesn't bounce out of his shoes anyway. That's just not his nature.
It's not.
He's not a Nadal. Even you watch someone like Nick, Kyrgios, he's got a he's got a lot more bounce and a lot more, you know, fast twitch jumping out of his body. So, but there's performance effort. And, you know, I think we just all want, you know, want that. There was 41 unforced errors in two sets of tennis. You know, that's you know, you can have bad days out, but at Grand Slam level...
Yeah, but he wasn't chasing balls or, you know, no, he wasn't even trying to compete.
I agree with you. There's a real... I mean, you know, the alarm bells continue to ring. And even though the ranking suggested and all those, you know, that he's getting better, the alarm bells at that level, when you're thinking you can be a top 10 player, continue to ring. So that, you know, it's somewhere, sometime, hopefully... You know, something drops. Who knows?
Good
but
Nick,
look, on the other hand, you've got someone like Nick who played. After the first game, he's obviously gone in with a little bit of an injury up top in his leg, on his right there where the joint is, right up the top between his hip and his high up in his quad. But he got some treatment, then went on the court and got on with it. You know, and he's more in tune to the competition.
Yeah.
Nick Kyrgios of actually competing and wanting to win than we with Bernie. And so that's what, you know, we give him a plus that he's able to go and out and he actually, you can see he wants to get the job done.
Mm. All right, mate, very quickly, who are you tipping to go through? You want your Kyrgios, he's good in the next round?
Yeah, look, I like Nick in the next round. Andy Murray, you know, Nick plays the bowlers. He's going to look after him. Andy Murray looks good. I think he's the form player out the first round. Serena is in the women's. They're clearly the best prepared looking both players. Sammy Sosa, she plays her doubles partner. I think she wins as well. And the same old culprits at the top seeds. But Sam and Nick will get through. They'll be into the third round. So we look at, you know, we need these two to continue on. And obviously they've had, you know, Sam's, the courts here really suit both players.
Thanks so much, Roger. Roger Rashid joining us regarding the US Open continues for another 10 days.